Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Steve Staggs. Batting second, the left fielder, Al Woods. Batting third, the third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth, the DH, Doug Rader. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting eighth, the catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Steve Bowling. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jerry Garvin. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second, the second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting third, the first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth, the DH, Craig Cusick. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bud Bowling. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. And now, play ball. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall bunts towards first. Ault scoops it up and throws to first, with Staggs covering, for the out. Bostock moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fairley moves to third. Rader moves to second. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fairley tags and scores. Rader tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick strikes out. Two outs. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Twins nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Staggs takes first base on ball 4. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garvin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvin fires to first and has Gomez trapped. There's the throw to Torres, who tags Gomez for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Twins nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to second. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-0 in the game. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew bunts in front of the plate. Ashby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ashby. Carew moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. It's Blue Jays, 1, Twins, 1. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Cusick reaches second base with a double. Heil goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulling hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Ashby reaches second base with a double. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staggs hits a line drive into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garvin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woods moves to third. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rader hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Woods scores. Fairley moves to third. Rader moves to second. It's Blue Jays, 2, Twins, 2. Dave Johnson now pitching. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ault hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fairley scores. Rader moves to third. It's 3-2, Blue Jays. Sam Ewing pinch hits for Hector Torres. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil, who is chasing the ball. Ewing reaches third base with a triple. Rader scores. Ault goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Blue Jays. Ron Schuler now pitching. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ashby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ewing scores. It's 6-2, Blue Jays. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McKay now playing shortstop. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stagg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew scores. Heil moves to second. It's 6-3, Blue Jays. Craig Kuzick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvin fires to first and picks off Ford. Two outs. Craig Kuzick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kuzick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Twins 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Staggs bunts towards the mound. Schuler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Woods hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staggs moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howell bunts towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Staggs moves to third. Woods moves to second. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fairley is walked intentionally. John Scott pinch runs for Ron Fairley. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it. Throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. John Scott now playing left field. Al Woods now playing right field. Bud Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Twins 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ault strikes out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schuler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bostock moves to second. Pete Vukovic now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bostock moves to third. Randall moves to second. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bowling, who is chasing the ball. Heil reaches third base with a triple. Bostock scores. Randall scores. It's 6-5, Blue Jays. Rich Childs pinch hits for Dan Ford. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heil scores. It's Blue Jays, 6, Twins, 6. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Craig Cusick. Mike Willis now pitching. Bob Gorenski pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski strikes out. Two outs. Bud Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Twins 6. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rich Childs now playing right field. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staggs strikes out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Scott. Terrell reaches second base with a double. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gomez bunts towards first. Alt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gomez for the out. Terrell moves to third. One out. Tom Murphy now pitching. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bostock is walked intentionally. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Bob Randall. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bostock. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Bostock steals second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to home to get Terrell. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Twins 6. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Mike Cubbage now playing third base. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott bunts towards third. Cubbage fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rader bunts towards the mound. Schuler fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. 1 out. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ault strikes out. 2 outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hile hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of bowling. Hile reaches second base with a double. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shiles hits a fly ball into center field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hile moves to third. 1 out. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorenski hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hile tags and scores. 2 outs. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Toronto Blue Jays, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.